Is it morally wrong to quote approvingly a theoretical work from a person one knows to be dishonest and immoral? Does this constitute a sanction of the person's immorality, even if the idea expressed in the person's writings happened to be true? That's a good question, because I've had some questions about that myself. First of all, you have to distinguish facts and ideas. If you know that the person is dishonest and immoral in any issues, then you can't take anything that he presents as a fact as being actually a fact, not by the sheer fact that he offered it. Now, if there's independent evidence, that's one thing, but you couldn't take his statement that Mr. X had ice cream on a certain day as a fact if you know he's dishonest, even if you don't know that he's motivated to be dishonest on that issue. And you certainly couldn't quote any such alleged fact. Now, if he puts forth an argument and you can judge it on purely logical terms, so it doesn't rest on any experiences, any facts that he offers, then of course you have to accept the argument if it makes sense. But then the question is it a sanction? Is it morally wrong to quote a work from such a person? And I would say it depends on the person and what you're doing with that quote. If you are using that quote to fight the evil that this person stands for, then of course there's nothing wrong with it. You can quote all kinds of philosophers who are dishonest and immoral in order to show this is what they say, and this is how wrong it is. So even they can be attacking all of your values, and you can still quote them. But if it is an enemy attacking your personal values, your concrete personal values, then I would say you certainly should not quote them. Like if someone were attacking my daughter or attacking Ayn Rand, I would never quote that person in a context other than to refute, and of course I wouldn't even want to consider refutation on that level. So it would only be if there was some argument, you know, on a more abstract level. Now, if they have an argument that you approve of and you didn't know of it before, it would depend how evil the person is, whether they're attacking your personal values, and whether you can get out of quoting it. There are several ways of getting out of it, such as paraphrasing, or such as putting in your footnote, regretfully, the best formulation is in this book, but I disagree with everything else in this book.